Wonderful to be with you this weekend, and already that was worth the flight. That was worth the trip out here. And I have a pet peeve that I don't like it when preachers get up here and tell you how worthless they are. But after a blessing like that, I'm very fearful, I'll say. And I hope I don't prove how worthless I am. I beg an interest in your prayers. 19th chapter of Acts. The church at Ephesus has been on my mind, and as Brother James was preaching about wells and wells that have been set up, I thought of this one. The church at Ephesus. And here we have in the 19th chapter, the Apostle Paul, his first trip there. And he says, in verse 2, he said unto them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." That would scare me if I asked that question and got that answer. And he said unto them, "Then what were ye baptized?" And they said unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, "John verily baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. "Have you received the Holy Ghost?" he said. And they said, "We hadn't so much as heard whether there be a Holy Ghost." And then they were baptized. There's so much in this passage here that I can see one, a proper baptism is necessary. But then they received the Holy Ghost. You know, in Romans 8 it says, "His Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God." I tell you, that's that gospel. That's that well of water rising up within us, meeting the gentle rain, if you will. And I tell you, the Spirit, His Spirit meeting our spirit. And it testifies to us. It tells us something. And I tell you, I believe these brethren at Ephesus experienced that. Oh, how scary that is to receive an answer. We don't even know if there is a Holy Ghost. But I tell you, they knew quickly, didn't they? It didn't take them long. I tell you, think back on your life. Think back on your experience in the kingdom. Brother James, you were saying when they were constituted, I was walking outside trying to get thoughts together. 1809. I saw it on the corner. And I thought, man, church I grew up in was 1852. And that's, in Texas, that's old. But 1809, and I thought, how many people have come and pulled water out of that well? How many people? And you know, I know people like you know people. I'm 41 years old, but I've lived long enough to know that there's going to be trouble, that trials in the church. People, different personalities. I've seen it. But the Lord is gracious and merciful, and He continues to bless us in spite of ourselves. I tell you, this church at Ephesus, they got that Holy Ghost then. They got the Spirit of God. And I just wanted to start there because I wanted to go to the next chapter when he made a next visit there and his last visit to the church at Ephesus. I tell you, it tells us the importance of the gospel, the importance the gospel was to the Apostle Paul. Reading this on the plane this morning, I just thought, and I remember quoting this at my ordination, this verse that I'm about to go to. 20th chapter. Because it's my prayer and that I continue on. 20th chapter of Acts. Oh, he's going through here talking about serving, verse 19, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound. I tell you, he'd had some tribulations up to this point, and he was about to have a lot more. And I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. Remember that. I'm trying to, somewhere in Acts here. When the Lord appeared to Paul at night, saying, I have much people in this city. I tell you what a comfort that was, that the Lord had people all over. And he says, the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city. But then in verse 24, he says, but none of these things move me. All these tribulations, all these things that I've gone through, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I tell you, oh, that's a sweet verse to me, to think on what the Apostle Paul went through. And yet he can make a statement like this, saying, I will not be moved, none of these move me. Oh, but that he might finish it. And that you can think on 2 Timothy, and we can see the finish. And perhaps we'll get there. I don't know. But none of these things move. Neither I count my life dear unto myself. Oh, I tell you, the Apostle Paul said that also that we may spend and be spent in God's service. I tell you, folks, it's worth it. It's worth it to keep digging those wells, to keep on keeping on. Oh, we think we're in the worst times of our lives right now. I don't know. I've looked through the Bible, and I looked, and I was like, well, there was a time whenever Absalom raised up against his dad. I tell you, that's a pretty bad time in Israel, don't you think? And I tell you, it reminds me of that there's nothing new under the sun. I tell you, sin abounds. It always has, and it always will, until the Lord comes back. Oh, but I tell you, until that day, the Lord says, occupy till I come. I tell you, it is worth it. It is worth it to continue in His service. Neither count my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy. I tell you, all we worried about is, are you happy? Am I happy? Well, I've heard it said, happiness depends on happenstance. But I tell you, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. That very Spirit implanted on us. And I tell you, whenever we can come into the Lord's house, when we can come into His kingdom, and we enter in, and the Lord sends a message, sends it down, and blesses it. I tell you, does not joy well up within you? And that joy endures. It's not like happiness. He says, finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Brother James quoted in Romans 1, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also unto the Greek. For therein is the righteousness revealed from faith to faith. I tell you, that's what we need. Oh, it's our nature. It's man's nature to establish our own righteousness. I tell you, there's a gap. When the child of God is born again, there's a gap, and he knows it. He can feel it. And what's he going to do? Well, what's Romans 10 say? Apostle Paul says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. From what? For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness. I tell you, that word, that phrase, going about, that's busy. That's busy, like we've been before the coronavirus. I tell you, I had my oldest son played football, played baseball. We'd have three kids in Little League at one time. We were at the ballpark all the time. I tell you, we were just going about, going here and there. We'd meet ourselves, coming and going. That's what's going about. And that's what our nature is. When we feel that void, we know that that there's a absence of righteousness. And we're going to try to fix it. And we're going to try to establish our own righteousness. They, going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. I tell you, that's rest right there. That's peace when you can just submit. Just know that it is not my righteousness. My righteousness were, as it were, filthy rags. Oh, but His righteousness. And as He says in Romans 1, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. I tell you, the Apostle Paul, in his ministry, he saw. I, as a pastor, minister, I enjoy the view I have from here. I hope you understand. I like to see the effect the gospel has on His children, on His sheep. And I tell you, I believe the Apostle Paul saw it. And he knew, he said, it's worth it. It's worth it. None of this moves me. I tell you, he was threatened on every hand. And he just kept on. Why? To testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. But I have dates in my Bible, and I can't tell you if they're right or not. But this says it's 60 AD. So I'll say that, saying that's not divinely inspired, but perhaps it is. But then he wrote a letter to them. And if this is right, it's 4 years later. I know I'm dangerous here, but I'll just say this. He wrote a letter later. How about that? And I tell you, let's look at that letter. He established them, didn't he? I love to look at Paul's letters, but all of them. You study and just go to the beginning of them all. When you have those questions that rise up like, ooh, I don't know if we believe that. Well, we believe it. It's in there. But if you go back to the beginning of that letter and see who the letter's written to. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. That gospel of grace, I tell you, he's saying, y'all remember that. You remember that. that gospel that I told you before I left, that nothing will move me because it is worth it. This gospel is worth the sacrifice. And now he's calling to mind here in this letter, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, folks, that's primitive Baptist doctrine. That's the doctrine of God 101 right there. Ephesians 1, you know. But I want to go on down right after he reestablishes that. Verse 9, he says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. I tell you, I think often on what the Lord has done for me, what the Lord has done for us, and how gracious he is that he tells us about it now. There's that joy, that peace. We can get through a coronavirus. We can get through riots whenever we can hear the gospel preached. When we can set our affection on things above. Oh, I tell you, just don't get lost in the noise of this world. I've done it, and I do it from time to time. But I got to remind myself, this world's not my home. I preach at home. Don't watch the news. And now some people say, well, you just live in ignorance. Well, so be it. Some folks think Texans are ignorant anyway. Sorry, but I mean, I'm not saying bury your head in the sand. But let me tell you this. If you got something where you got to tell us the news 24/7, I don't need to know all that. Tell me, you know, well, I was going to say what to do not to catch the corona, but who knows? That's that news. Well, I'm getting sidetracked here. My point is, that gospel that the Apostle Paul said, it's worth it. Oh, I tell you, it'll do in any time. I'm reminded of Brother Danny Wisner's, in the 48th Psalm, beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. He says it'll do in any situation. I tell you, it will. But he says here, having made known the mystery. I got it. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, having predestinated according to the purpose of him that worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Then in 13 it says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Remember where we started? Have you received the Holy Ghost? We hadn't so much as heard if there be a Holy Ghost. And then they're baptized of Jesus. And after they believed, they received the Holy Ghost. And that's going to tell us right here. After that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. I tell you, so often we get to you know, fighting Arminianism or whatever it is. And well, you don't have to believe. You don't have to do. Well, I tell you, we ought to believe. We're commanded to believe God. And I tell you, when we do, remember in Hebrews 11:6, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I tell you, there is a reward here and now for following after God. I'm not saying we deserve it, but I tell you, the Lord's grace extends. How weird is it? Into, it's timely as well as eternal. Apostle Paul in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians says, I was called as an apostle born out of due time. Nevertheless, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I tell you, it's the grace of God today that blesses us. Oh, and when we come together, oh, and we believe. I tell you, just remember the one with the sick son. He says, if you believe, he says, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. That's how I feel so often. Oh, I believe. Oh, but it's just mixed. There's, I don't know, there's always a degree of unbelief and what the ratio is. It just varies from time to time. Oh, but I tell you, when we can just lay down and submit ourselves to the righteousness of God and believe that His sacrifice is sufficient, it's all it took, and that my righteousness is not going to get me anywhere, but His righteousness is taking me to heaven someday. I tell you, that is that's when we are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, as He says here. Wherefore, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Just like in Romans 8 where it says, His Spirit beareth witness with our spirit. Oh, I tell you, all we're sealed with that Spirit of promise. And then it tells, defines that for us, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession under the praise of His glory. I tell you, there's been wells dug. 1809 right here. How many communions has there been at Cool Springs? Had one last night, but how many? How many times has the Lord met with His saints here? I tell you, folks, as the Apostle Paul saw it, and that's not just for preachers. It's worth it for all of us. And brother said in his prayer, I believe, oh, we need you more now than ever. I tell you, we need the church. We need the church. We need God. Oh, I just see all these things. I'm like, do these people, what is their idea of God? What is their idea? And I think the answer is they don't have one. What a different, I'm not going to start sorting out who's God's and who's not, but I believe a lot of them out there are God's children who are just completely blinded. Oh, if they could be like Elisha's servant. When Elisha said in 2 Kings 6, fear not, they that are with us are more than they that with them. And he prayed the Lord that he would open his eyes. And he opened his eyes and he saw the mountains full of chariots and horses. Oh, I tell you that the God's children could see that they that are with us are more than they that are with them, that are with the world. I tell you, but thanks be unto God, as it tells us in Luke 10, blessed are the eyes which see the things which ye see. You've been sealed. You've been sealed all time and time again with that Holy Spirit of promise, the earnest of your inheritance. You get to come and hear a little bit about What awaits you? Who loves you? Who's for you? And I tell you, folks, it is my prayer for you, and I want you to pray for me, that we continue to press into His kingdom and into His service.